As someone who is very much interested in history, I like the first reading today because it informs me about how the early church was reacting to things, how it was developing. Because one must never forget that after Jesus had died, the disciples with Mary and the other women were praying, meeting together, even though they were frightened, some of them, about what was going to happen, what would happen next. Was the end of the world going to come? Was the Holy Spirit promised by Jesus about to light on them? What was happening? And in a sense, we have great empathy with them because in fact, they were in isolation, rather like we are today. The disciples were socially distancing themselves from the rest of the community. They were waiting for that moment when they can be released from the upper room, the locked doors, and be able to go back into the community again, as I'm sure we are all waiting for that great event to happen for ourselves. What was happening when they ventured out with that Holy Spirit? It was a changed world for them. And I suggest and hope and pray that our world will be changed by what has happened. That we will see things a little differently from what we did before the pandemic arrived. In this case, there was dialogue, first of all, with the disciples. There was a problem. So what did they do? They decided to talk about it, and to talk about it at a forum of those who may be able to help. So they took the problem about circumcision to the elders and the apostles for a decision. And I find that very early on in the development of our church, a very important step, because it reminds us that the apostolic tradition is so important, that that authentic voice was actually accessed by those who had the problem. They talked to them and waited for a decision. And that sort of comes through our whole church throughout all the centuries to our present day when the bishops meet in conclave or the Holy Father calls a council and they come together to discuss the problems of the church. It's there already, right from the very beginning. And that's one of the great joys of our faith. But for the people themselves, life was changed. Their roles were developing, and led by the Holy Spirit, they were beginning to find the deep treasures of life and what life really means as a human being under God. Liberating, freeing, wonderment, joy. Perhaps we can hope and pray for some of those things to be there when we emerge, like the apostles, into the world again. And pray the most important prayer of all, that we too may live in an awareness of God who gives us all these great and wonderful gifts. May Our Lady, Queen of Heaven, Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us and help us on our way.